Oh man, if you host a podcast and you want to put two names in the title, but you don't want to do just total clickbait, here's a headline for you. Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle will be performing comedy shows together. Yes, I can smell the clicks from here. By the way, last week was another huge week of listening for the podcast. Thank you very much. From the laugh button, Joe Rogan will be joining Dave Chappelle for five of his 10-night residency at Stubbs Waller Creek Amphitheater in Austin, Texas. Those dates, December 8th, 9th, 11th, 15th, and 16th. The bad news, tickets went on sale way before you ever heard this. I'm sorry, I do the best I can, but I'm not a time traveler. Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan, how awesome is that going to be? All right, the late night shows, they talked about the woman that Rudy Giuliani dragged out as a witness the other day. Fallon said, once again, that was their star witness. Where does Rudy keep finding these people? LinkedIn sane? That's pretty good. Fallon, it's not a good sign when Giuliani has to lean over and go, you're making a fool of yourself. Kimmel, I've watched this clip around 14 times now. I'm still not convinced she's a real person. A lot of people said it felt like a character, and a lot of people compared it to Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live. Oh, she was on like, it might be like 30 years ago. What, let's see, 2020 minus 30, 1990. Yeah, it might be 30 years ago. Jimmy Kimmel said, what are the odds she's wearing a rosé all day tank top under that scarf? Colbert, she concluded her testimony by saying, I would like to speak to America's manager. I'll wait. Fallon. Rudy was so nervous he started squirting black ink like an octopus. Love it. Fallon. I don't know that woman, but I can guarantee you her Uber rating is below 2 stars. Colbert, congratulations to all of you who didn't travel for Thanksgiving. You still got to see your cousin start a fight after 3 mimosas. Hey, let's click on this. It's Paste Magazine's 15 best stand-up comedy specials of 2020. They have it number 15, Sam Morril. I got this. Number 14, Hannah Gatsby's Douglas. I think I'm going to have that at number 2 or 3. 13, Leslie Jones' Time Machine. 12, Taylor Tomlinson's Quarter Life Crisis. That one was all right. I think I got no pun a quarter into it. And then I was like, okay, I get what this is. And I punched out, but it was all right. Number 11, Patton Oswalt's I Love Everything. I have forgotten about that special. I think it was all right. What did I say about it? Go back and listen. Tell me what I said. Number 10, Tom Walker's Very, Very. I don't know this one at all. Pace Magazine says, Tom Walker devotes his entire set to mime, the unlovable child of theater and dance. Though he thankfully talks throughout the set, his physicality is scarily impressive, equal parts believable and profoundly absurd. A mime special. I wonder what this is on. I don't actually know. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible host. Number 9, Hannibal Buress's Miami Nights. I love Hannibal. We're going to talk about Hannibal in a minute, but that special I felt was like overproduced. I just wanted to see a guy on stage. There were too many fast cuts. Did not enjoy it. Sorry, Hannibal. Number 8, Eric Andre's Legalize Everything. 7, Rose Matafeo's Horn Dog. Haven't seen that one. They say Horn Dog's goofy all the way through, but always personal, taking our expectations of what it means to be horny and turning it into an earnest, lovely portrayal of what it means to love something so enthusiastically that you simply cannot contain it. She says the show's about love, so if you did come tonight expecting, you know, like a sexy show, so sorry. Number 6, Maria Bamford's Weakness is the Brand. Okay, you know, Maria does what Maria does. Number 5, Sam J's 3 in the Morning. That's going to be in my top 3 for the year. I thought that special was fantastic. If you've not watched Sam J's special, you should watch it. They have at number 4, Whitner Thomas's The Golden One. Also off my radar, Whitner Thomas refers to himself as a pre-cum Jim Carrey, which is hilarious and accurate. In his HBO special, he wants you to make sure you're having fun as he walks you through all your traumas. And guess what? You do. Haven't seen that one, being honest. Number 3, Beth Stelling's Girl Daddy. Wow, that's pretty high for that. Number 2, Natalie Palamides' Nate One-Man Show. I've seen a lot of buzz about this over the last week. I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet, but people are really raving about it. And I should have seen this one coming. The number 1 special of the year, according to Paste Magazine, Dave Chappelle, 846. So that Hannibal Buress fellow that I mentioned, he spoke to Variety about Hollywood, and he said, it's taken TV shows, touring heavily, and a bunch of other stuff over time to get to a spot where feeling secure about money is not the only thing. I think through experience. Experience is important. So now after doing enough stuff, I do a simulation in my head. When I get a movie offer, I always think about the movie. I think, do I want to sit in a hotel suite and answer questions about voicing a tarantula? I see the box office. I see the press junket. I see myself there. I see the journalist. I see the backdrop. And I think, do I want to answer tarantula voicing questions? Do I want to answer about the cast and all of that? It ends up being a pass because I imagine myself not feeling great in 2 years with that other part of the obligation. It's exciting, but it's limited. Either next year or 2022, I want to direct my first feature. That's the other part. I feel like I have the ability to knock that out. I've been in the movies, and now here's what I think of the movies. And that'll give me peace for about 45 minutes. Speaking of movies, Rob Riggle spoke to MovieWeb, and he says Robert De Niro does not get enough credit for his comedy chops. De Niro knows what's funny, and he knows why it's funny, and he knows how to play that. He's not afraid to look foolish. Comedy, you got to be willing to look foolish. If you're not willing to look foolish, that's a hard sell. That's why they say comedy's hard. They know comedy. They know why things are funny. Some people say that drama's easy, comedy's hard. Not true. I've been making comedies the last couple of years. It's nice when you make a drama, you spend all day beating a guy to death with a hammer or what have you, or you have to take a bite out of somebody's face. What kind of dramas is Rob Riggle doing where he's biting people's faces? On the other hand, with a comedy, you yell at Billy Crystal for an hour and you go home. Maz Jobrani spoke to SurvivorNet. He says, given these crazy times, I've been trying to stay sane by exercising. I try to run one day and walk the other day. I've also been watching old TV shows with my family. We watched Ugly Betty and are now watching 30 Rock. Both fun shows to enjoy with the kids. Lastly, I found ways to be productive by doing errands around the house and also doing some outdoor comedy shows as well as online comedy shows. I got a tweet from Jerry. Jerry tweeted me about this Bob's Burgers thing. She seems to think the show exists, whereas listeners to this podcast have come to realize there's no such show as Bob's Burgers. Yes, there's some artwork. Clearly, there is Bob's Burgers artwork. Someone has drawn images of what the show would look like. There are even a couple promos. Fox does promote it during the football games. But does the show actually exist? Has this show really been on for 10 years? Ask yourself, has it? Have you ever seen it? Has it ever been on your television other than Fox pretending it's coming on after The Simpsons? Do you know anybody who watches Bob's Burgers? The answer is no and no, because the show's not real. It's some sort of, I don't know what it's about. Fox promotes Bob's Burgers, coming up after The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers. But they know maybe you'll stick around for The Simpsons, but then you're switching over to Sunday Night Football, so you never stay around to see what Fox is up to. I don't know what Fox is up to because I'm watching Sunday Night Football, but I can tell you, if Bob's Burgers was an actual TV show, someone would have seen it by now. Jerry tweeted me at DCN Pod, dude, we had Bob's Burgers on cable telly in the UK a few years back. I used to watch it, and then some emojis with like smiley faces and stuff. Nice try, Jerry. I'm looking into this. I believe the Bob's Burgers Mafia has kidnapped Jerry's puppy. We are trying to get the puppy rescued, and the Bob's Burgers Mafia is ruthless. They will do anything to convince you their show exists. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't give in to the conspiracy. See you tomorrow.